Ladies and gentlemen, please silence your cell phones and make welcome Mr. Joe Ely and Alejandro Escovedo.
Share the stage with Alejandro and show where kind of songs came from and
where they're going.
We're playing things that we know, things that we don't know, things that we wrote, and things we picked up along the way. I'll start it off here. As I was riding across the Mississippi, stopped there and I cried. No use for me to keep a mighty river all dammed up inside. I jumped bail from the Sweetwater County. Now I'm on the run. On my head is a 5-number bounty for a crime I've never done. Take this letter to Laredo, to the one I love. Tell her to stay low beneath the stars above. Her love is my only alibi. It's for her love I lie. Yeah. stopped there and I cried. No use for me to keep a mighty river all dammed up inside.
When I was in a band called The True Believers, and we never recorded it or anything because my brother said it was too wimpy for The True Believers. So I saved it for my wimpy solo career. But this is a song about when I first moved from New York City to Austin, Texas. It was 1980, and we moved into a part of town called Hyde Park, and I moved next door to a gentleman whose name was Billy Smith. His wife's name was Moselle Smith. And Billy had been a guitar player in a band called Prince Albert and the Sheiks. And they were out of Terrell, Texas. They were contemporaries of Bob Wills and his Texas Playboys. And if you read any books or history books on swing music or Texas music, country music, you'll find Prince Albert and the Sheiks. They were a notorious bunch who eventually, Prince Albert got shot by the local sheriff for dating the sheriff's wife. That kind of deal. They're kind of like the Rolling Stones of their day, I guess. And anyway, Billy was a very cool gentleman who loved to tell stories. He'd tell stories about roaming the countryside in a sedan with a mattress tied to the top of the roof with the equipment sticking out the trunk, and they were stuffed into this four-door sedan. He said they'd sleep outside when the weather permitted under the stars. It was beautiful light. And if it didn't, they would find shelter underneath a bridge or in a barn or, through the kindness of some stranger or something. He said they played for mostly food and beer. He said sometimes money and sometimes girls, he said. So it seemed like a good idea at the time. He also had a lot of tattoos, and he had a pinup girl on his forearm that he could make dance by what was left of his muscles. He would flex his muscles, and she would dance. And her name was Pearl. Her name was Pearl because Pearl was his favorite beer. So he spent a lot of time drinking Pearl beer with Billy and watching Pearl dance and listening to his stories. He also said we were the worst country band he'd ever heard in his life. Which I love more than anything. But this is a song I wrote for him when he passed away. It was called Five Hearts Break. Sky is black. Billy feels bad. Today thinks that he'd be better off dead. Hears the pain roaring in his head. He'll close his eyes, the world turns red. Twist the fate or a stroke of luck.
Well, the answer's over there beyond the wishing well. Everything will be all right. Take the fire in your hands and place it at her feet. Walk upon the mountain and then you'll sail across the sea. Her eyes are taken from the stars above, her voice is five hearts breaking. Her voice is five hearts breaking. Her voice is five hearts breaking. The sky's a fire waiting to die, and his heart's as empty as a dead man's eye. She held his hands, looked him in the eye, she said, believe, believe, and everything will be fine. Everything will be alright. Everything will be alright. Everything will be all right.
Well, I woke up wondering at what you said last night, when you wanted me to say in my own kind of way what it was that our love was like. It's a little like a daytime drama when the plot gets thick and you never realize through the turns and the tides that you're in the thick of it. It's a little like a carousel breaking apart. All the wild, wild horses running every which way, running all over your heart. It's a little like everything this crazy world's made of. It's a little like a feeling when your heart is reeling. It's a little like love. I don't know if I'm strong enough to even hold on tight. I don't know if I can keep my poor eyes open, baby, till I see the light. It's a little like the 6 o'clock news in the middle of your head. Both sides are a little hazy about which one's crazy. I was better off being unsaid. It's a little like a stock car race, you never stay in line. Dodge flying steel and the rubber off the wheels, trying to make it to the finish line. It's a little like everything this crazy world's made of. had to learn it on my own. And whoever wrote the book must have never had a look at the seeds that they could have sown. It's a little like a thunderstorm, lightning, hail, and rain. But when the clouds blow by, there's a clear blue sky to wash away all your pain. It's a little like a mountain climb, it's a long, hard ride. But if you make it up the hill, you know you will see the sun on the other side. It's a little like everything this crazy world's made of. It's a little like the feeling when your heart is free. It's a little like the love. It's a little like the love.
Seems like everybody's trying to sell me something I don't need. Might be a half out of cocaine, quarter gram of Mexican weed. But the last thing I need is something that'll dull my pain. I'd walk from here to San Antonio just to taste the cool tongue of rain. But the rain ain't gonna come. The rain don't wanna come. I just lay down to rest my eyes when I'm woke up, there was nobody there. I hear the ocean calling, calling like a long lost friend. Think I'll go back to California, but I'm not sure they let me in. The rain ain't gonna come. The rain don't wanna come. Rain ain't gonna come. No, the rain don't wanna come. No, 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 no. Think I'll go back to California, but I'm not sure they let me in.
Songs. And I know the last few years, about every 5 years, I'll go from drought songs to flood songs. Let me play a California drought song. My family, all were from West Texas, dusty old Lubbock, and I love the name. And and I always grew up listening to my grandpa talk around the kitchen table about the Dust Bowl days and how a lot of family packed up and went to San Bernardino and the San Joaquin Valley and looking for work because all the crops had dried up in West Texas. And then a few years back, me and Butch and Jimmy Dale, my Flatlander amigo, they were sitting around in one of Butch's four Airstream trailers that he lived in Norfolk, and sitting around talking about some story we'd seen in the newspaper about a guy that had his parents had left and gone to California, and he was born out there. And now here it was, there were droughts in California and fires and floods, and he was headed back to the Dust Bowl. And so we call this song Homeland Refugee. With a backpack full of yesterday, on a freeway full of smoke and hay, where the power lines and fault lines double cross. I left our yellow porch light on. No one will notice, no one's home. No one else will notice what was lost. I lost my home when the deal went bust to the so-called security and trust. I planned my life the way they said I should. I sent my wife and kids ahead. I'm right behind you, so I said. Be there when I get there, if that's good. I'm leaving California for the Dust Bowl. They took it all, there's nowhere else to go. The pastures of plenty are burning by the sea. I'm just a homeland refugee. There's a plastic sack by a barbed wire fence, burned out beer truck full of dents, dried up stockroom by an old corral. Between the towns, the desert sands are filling up with empty cans, container trains, casinos, and canals. I'm leaving California for the Dust Bowl. They took it all, there's nowhere else to go.
pastures aplenty are burning by the sea. I'm just a homeland refugee. My grandpa used to tell about the way the bankers drove him out in the wind and the dust and the crash at 29. They crossed the desert, headed west, swore that it was for the best. They reassured the ones they left behind. There's some refugees from Mexico behind an abandoned Texaco. We modern smile, it's clear we're all the same. For everything this world is worth, we're all just migrants on this earth, returning to the dust where we came. I'm leaving California for the Dust Bowl. They took it all, there's nowhere else to go. The pastures of plenty are burning by the sea. I'm just a homeland refugee. I'm leaving California for the Dust Bowl. They took it all, there's nowhere else to go. The pastures of plenty are burning by the sea. I'm just a homeland refugee.
He was born and lived to be 97 years old and had 12 children with a very cool wife. He was a great guy, he was really my hero. I thought of him as kind of like a Chicano Clark Gable or something. He looked good in the suit and he loved to dance and sing and could play pool really well. I was like, well, he'd be a good match with Joe. When he was a little boy, he was left by his parents. They went north into Texas with his sister to find work as pickers, and they went north and left him to be raised by his grandmother and grandfather. So they would spend a lot of time with Saltillo. At the time was just like nothing more than a railroad junction, really. And they would spend time watching these trains come in and out of the junction, you know, and they would wave to people on the trains. They would pretend that they knew who they were and make up stories about them. Pretending that they knew who they were, where they were going, or where they might be coming from. And as my father became older, got older, where his parents were became a real interest to him, of course, and he wanted to find his parents. So at the age of 12, with a 16-year-old cousin, he hopped a train headed north into Texas. And they made their way to San Antonio, where we had relatives there, who told him that his parents were in a little town called Luling. They were in Luling picking watermelons, you know. So he was reunited with his father and his mother and his sister, but found that his father was a very abusive man. He was a very hard drinking man, gambler, and very violent and cruel to my father. So he ran away again at the age of 16. He went west and ended up in a little town called Pittsburgh, California, where he started his family. And this is a song I wrote for him. This was about when he was about to turn 90 years old. I wanted to write a song cycle based on his life. With since he had 12 children, 8 of us were professional musicians, I thought that it would be great if we all played this for his birthday. So this is the first song that came of that song cycle. It's a song called Wave. Goodbye.
Everybody waves goodbye right on board the train. Turn and wave goodbye again. Some go north, some go south, maybe east, some left out. Some are rich, some are poor, but everybody's got to wait.
Trapped, traveling down this weird road. Traveling down this weary road. Traveling down this weary road. A troubled mind is a heavy load. Traveling down this weary road. I hold my ticket in my hand. Headed for the promised land. I hold my ticket in my hand. I'm a thousand miles from home. I'm a thousand miles from home. The Georgia rain blows wild and cold. I'm a thousand miles from home. Told my love my last goodbye, my very, very last goodbye. I told my love my last goodbye. I hang my head and the tears just cry. I told my love last goodbye. I'm a thousand miles from home. I'm a thousand miles from home. I'm a thousand miles from home. The Georgia rain blows wild and cold. I'm a thousand miles from home.
Speaking of home, Joe and I both make Austin our home, you know. Austin, Texas.
Welcome!
I've been there since 1980. I think you got there in the 70s, right?
I actually got there in the 60s.
60s.
I didn't last long. I got shipped out.
Well, you you can imagine Austin in the 60s, 70s must have been an amazing place to be. I didn't get there till the 80s, 1980 it was, but I saw the tail end of what was Austin. No, seriously, where you know, I told this last night, but it was the kind of place where on a Saturday morning you'd be driving around and for sure you'd see either Jubal Clark, Rich Minus, Blaze Foley, or Towns kind of wandering around looking for the guitar they had lost the night before. You know?
Trying to figure out what club.
Yeah, what club or party they were at last. It was that kind of place. And it's changed drastically, of course, like the whole world has changed. Over 1,000 people a week move to Austin, Texas. There's like 99% occupancy there. There's cranes everywhere, traffic jams at 2 in the afternoon, things that weren't there 10, 15 years ago. And now it's changed quite a bit. You know, and I blame myself partly for that because I went out and told the world how great Austin was. Should have kept my mouth shut, I guess. So this is about change. Austin's changed, it's true. Show me what hasn't. Tonight the TV's throwing colors on the walls. As I watch the cities of the world reduced to ashes. From where I sit at the bottom of the world. Yeah, there used to be a phone booth down here on every corner. You used to call me up just to say my name. Oh, but now all anybody gets is a busy signal. No, you can't call home from the bottom of the world. She said, hey, newspaper boy, don't you think it's time you delivered? I said, say the word you wish is my command. You know she ran me over like an 18-wheeler. And dumped my body at the bottom of the world. Austin's changed, it's true.
show me what hasn't. Tonight the TV's throwing colors on the walls as I watch the cities of the world reduced to ashes. Where I sit at the bottom of the world, where I sit at the bottom of the world.
Through it, y'all might have to help me. I told myself I wasn't going to say anything about Donald Trump tonight. I just kind of had to, you know. He talks about building a 2,000-mile-long wall. Somebody needs to remind him that's been tried before, and it didn't work then, and it's not going to work now. Walking the line between pleasure and pain, biding my time between loss and gain. I run out of roads, I travel them all, down at the border, by the one-sided wall, down at the border, facing that wall, racking my brain for the cause of it all. No one to talk to, no one to blame. I can't be the only one stuck in this game. Borderless love, the land of the free. Borderless love, how far can you see? Borderless love, there's no border at all. And a borderless love, there's no need for a wall. Feel what I feel, I see what I see. Why did my head and my heart disagree? The wall is a mirror, can only reveal one side of the story that passes for real. But take it all down, it all becomes clear. It's the fearless who love and the loveless who fear. Borderless love, how far can you see? Borderless love, and you. Borderless love, there's no border at all. In a borderless love, there's no need for a wall. Over, under, around, and through. Life is love, and love is true. Over, under, round, and through. Walls of thunder, skies of blue. Borderless love.
Mexico than what my father, you know, lived in, of course. And this is a song about what's happened since the cartels have done their damage and frightened everyone in Mexico, and the corrupt government in Mexico has not done anything about it. Really. The song is called Sally Was a Cop.
Sally was a cop, But now she's a soldier. Sally was a cop, but now she's a soldier.
Southwest and mostly around Chicano families, Mexican-American families. There's a story about a woman called La Llorona, is her name. And she cries and she roams the Southwest looking for her children. She left one day to go see the man that she loved marry another woman, left their children alone, and they fell into the Rio Grande and drowned. When she went, she threw herself in after her. She was so distraught, of course. And when she got to the gates of heaven, they asked her where her children were. She said she didn't know, so she was sent back to find her children. So she roams the Southwest, and it's a story that's always told to kids when you know, when they want you to do something, you don't want to do it. And my father claims to have seen him, and, you know, but he loved tequila too, so I don't know. But at work, I usually did what they wanted me to when they saw me. So this is a song I wrote about that. It's kind of partially also my own experience.
She rides a horse named Lascrimas through deserted railway station. red lips in a cloud of dust in her quest for the crucifixion. She carries my heart in a red bandana she stole on a moonlit mountain. When the cold train rolls through old Santa Ana, she's bathing in the town square map. She's the queen of the hill, sweetheart of the rodeo, heroine of hometown Carrillo. She's a desert solitaire. They call the new world tango. It's leaving its bloody handprints from Lima to Durango. She's the queen. Sweetheart of the rodeo, heroine of hometown Carrillo, finder of your silver dime, border radio valentine, ribbon winner at the South Plains Fair. She's a desert solitaire.
Yeah, you wanna be my friend? Well, every once in a while, honey, let yourself go. Every once in a while, honey, let your love show. Nobody gets hurt, no, no, no. Yeah, nobody gets hurt. I could be an astronaut on the wrong side of the moon, or at the back of a baby on a bus home team. Wherever I go, you go with me. But if I do you wrong, take a master's suite, I'll take the floor. You get your rest, don't worry about me, I'm gonna get a song. Still be your lover, baby.
Now racing in my tree, she
works as a houseman. On weekends, don't you know it's paradise? Even though we got no dough, it don't bother Loretta though. She turned and read her mama's in the eyes. My.
Very much. Go eat it, everybody. Go. Get that.
thank you so much.
Said he was at a concert in Chicago at the university somewhere, and there were the two great guitar players, Segovia and Les Paul, and they were doing a kind of guitar thing, and they played their show, and then after the set they opened it up to questions from the audience, and one kid raises his hand and said, "Mr. Les Paul, I noticed that you tuned your guitar before the show. You tuned it before each song, and sometimes you'd stop in the middle of a song and tune your guitar again. And Mr. Segovia over here just tuned his guitar once the whole night and played the whole show." And he said, "What's up with that?" And Les Paul, who was always a bit on the cranky side, said, "Well, obviously, kid, Mr. Segovia over here just doesn't give a shit."
Since we couldn't play, we became that band. Once we started making the movie, we thought it's funner to be in a band than make a movie, so let's just be a band, you know? And we were so bad, though, that we used to have to ask the audience to come up and tune our guitars. Thank God we had friends in the audience. But anyway, this is a song that I wrote about that band and that time. It's about, you know, and Joe also, you know, has a connection to punk rock in that he toured with The Clash during the London Calling. Yeah. He had that great band with him, with Jesse and everybody. That was an amazing band, putting on incredible shows, The Clash and Joe Ely. They loved him. So this is not about The Clash, it's about the Sex Pistols. About Sid Vicious and Nancy Spungen, who were my neighbors at the Chelsea Hotel. I first met them, we played the Nuts played the last Sex Pistols show at Winterland in San Francisco. And Sid came over our house that night and hung out all night long, you know, we drank tea and had crumpets all night long. About a week of tea and crumpet tasting. But anyway, so when we moved to New York, he came in the lobby there one day with Johnny Thunders and Jerry Nolan of the New York Dolls and Sid Nancy, and they were moving in. And Sid was very happy to see me because I think he thought I had more crumpets for him. Yeah. This is a song I wrote about those times. It was 78 at the Chelsea Hotel. It goes like this. Chelsea once at 7/23rd. We came to live in silence of everything we heard. The poets on the bar stools, they just love it when it rains. The woman and the mirror and go addicted to the pain. Make tall sounds, and it makes perfect sound. You know it makes no sound,
saw Neon Leon, Spider and the boys, just before the cops arrived and took off with the noise. It was nothing special, just another bar. The matches, Kansas City light makes everyone a star. And it makes no sense. And it makes perfect sense. You know it makes no sense. But it makes perfect sense. Nancy called up two rooms, said, come and help with Sid. We went down, looked around, the dealer let us in. We thought he was hysterical, the number was a joke. Don't know if he did what he said he did, nobody really knows. Stood it on the sidewalk as they busted through the door. In a white tuxedo jacket, cut, had him by charm. He left the show of that thing. No one knows for sure, we know they caught them either black in the whip, dead on the bathroom floor, and it makes no sense. And it makes perfect sense.
You know it makes no sense.
And it makes perfect sense.
Yeah, it makes no sense. But it makes perfect sense.
In the Chelsea once at 723rd, we came to live in Cybermen. Everything we'd heard, the poets on their bar stools, they just love it when it rains. They comb their hair in the mirror and grow addicted to the pain. Makes no sense, and it makes perfect sense. You know it makes no sense, and it makes perfect sense. And we all moved out. And we all moved on. You know we all moved out. And we all moved on. On, on, on. On, on, on. On, on, on. On, on, on.
Dusty roads. I'm going down this
peaches grow. I'm going where the grapes and the peaches grow. I'm going where the dust storms never blow. And I ain't gonna be treated this way. I'm going down this old dusty road. I'm going down this old dusty road. I'm going down this old dusty road. I ain't gonna be treated this way. I'm going down this old.